Better professor than my career. Repair specialist, how are you doing today?
Oh, hi, this is Jello from Cloud-Based Personal Loans. So I have here on the line Jeremy Akins with a credit score of 513 with negative items and looking to get for 1,000 of a personal loans. Can you take it from here?
Yes, no problem. I'll see what I can do for him. Thanks for the transfer, right. Okay?
Okay, hold on for a second. Hello, Jeremy.
Yes.
I have now the representative at Credit Pros on the line, and he's happy to assist you today. Thanks to the both of you.
Thank you.
Yes, how are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Jeremy. Thanks for asking. Yes, Jeremy, so you were actually transferred over to us here today so that we can help you to improve your credit. Because it seems you didn't qualify for a loan because of your credit score not being high enough yet, right, Jeremy?
Yes.
And, Jeremy, do you know what's affecting your credit score at the moment? Do you have any late payments on credit cards, medical bills?
Yes, like I told the previous rep, I do have, I think it's like two credit cards that's under $1,000 that I need to pay off. I have spoken with the issuer, and we did come up with the resolution that I will pay them off over the course of the next 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So like, okay. I think one amount was like 400, and the other one was like maybe 5, give or take.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And also, Jeremy, based on what I understand, well, the only thing that's holding you back right now would be your credit. And unlike other companies, we actually work on improving every aspect of your credit. We go from disputing the negative items that are questionable, that are on your credit report, to giving you access to positive credit. So we'll go ahead and attempt a soft pull of your Equifax credit summary in order for us to get an updated look at your score and to see the negative items. And I can assure you that this is just a courtesy pull. And it's not going to affect your credit in any way. We actually use special technology to protect your information, just like your bank would, okay?
Yes, sir.
And also, what is the first and last name, like it's on your ID? Is it Jeremy. Akins?
Akins.
Yes, mm-hmm. And what is your email address?
Jeremy2k5@yahoo.com.
Jeremy, what else?
It's Jeremy, the number 2, the letter K, and the number 5 at yahoo.com.
Okay. Jeremy2k5@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir.
And what is your mailing address?
1458 Muirfield. That's Muirfield Drive, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 388.
388?
Yes, sir.
And what is your date of birth?
10/16/1986.
Yes, sir. And what is your, what would be your social?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
What would be your social?
I didn't hear you. Oh, the last four, or you need the whole social?
The whole 9 digits, since this is your first time speaking to us.
258-61-5856.
258-61-5857?
56.
Oh, okay. 5856?
Yes, sir.
I'll go ahead and pull up credit report here. And also, what is it that you currently do for a living?
I work as a business analyst for the Georgia Department of Human Services.
For the Department of Human Services, HR.
Yes, sir. Georgia Department of Human Services. Yes, sir. DHS, whatever it is.
Oh, okay. So you're like in charge of like hiring and stuff like that? You do interviews?
No, sir. No, sir. It's more so on the project management side, where
Oh,
I
okay.
do a lot of documenting and facilitation. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So you're more like a project manager as well.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. That's nice. And also, did you ever have? I'm gonna go ahead and go through a few security questions here to make sure that it's you on the line. So, did you ever have a auto loan or lease in around February of 2021?
Lease of February 2021. No,
No.
not an
And
auto.
also, according to our records, you graduated from which of the following high schools? Is it Lake Pleasant, Village High School, Marble Falls High School, or Goodrich High School, or none of the above?
None of the above.
None of the above. And what is the county for the address that you provided? Is it Hancock, Muskogee, DeKalb, or Long?
DeKalb.
And also, you currently or previously resided on one of the following streets. Is it Creek Bay, Lone Oak, Shoreham, or Main, or none of the above?
Sure. Shorthand.
Shoreham.
Yes, sir.
And also, what is the city that you previously resided in? Is it Gulf Shores, Folly, Bulgy, or Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead and pull up the credit report here. And also, I'm just waiting for my system to load here. So, at the moment, you don't receive any type of Social Security, right?
No, sir.
And also, I see your credit score on the Jeremy Aikens. It's a 512 at the moment. So, I see that you have a total of 28 trade lines under your credit score as part of your credit score history, as well as a total of 5 hard inquiries. So, the hard inquiries, those actually affect your credit, because they get generated anytime you apply for new credit or financing and get denied for it, or whenever you try pulling up your credit score online, like on Credit Karma, Credit Sesame, these places that actually affect your credit score. And also, I see that you have a total of 127 late payments, actually. That is a lot of them. So 117 of them are actually late no more than 30 days, so they were covered within 30 days from the due date. So, for example, things that you have on auto pay that try to be taken out before the money's on there each week, or whenever you have a bill and you pay a day or two late because your check comes in a day or two later than when you're gonna have that money, and that can repeat on several occasions for years on end, and you can not even know it because the companies, they're not really bothering you for their money since they're getting their money one way or another. They're still getting their money, so those are still reported as late. So you do have a lot of late payments that you have here. We'll go over the accounts in a moment as well, and I see that you have 5 accounts that are in collections for a total of $2,592 in total. Is that, do you know what those are? Those are medical bills or things in collections.
No, I will have to actually take a look at my report to tell you for sure. Just off the top of my head, I won't tell you.
No worries, we'll go ahead and go over them with you as well. And also, I see you have a total of 27 negative accounts. So most of the accounts on your credit are in negative because like the student loans, some of the payments they're not verified. Are the student loans, are you keeping up with them at the moment?
Well, with my Department of Education loans, those were discharged. I received an email from the Department of Education telling me that they were going to be discharged for the federal loans, and they said they were going to report it to the credit bureaus so it can be wiped away from my
Yeah, so
from
basically,
my report.
since they're already gonna basically excuse those for you, they're still gonna be on your record until you work on it, until you send out letters to the credit bureaus to have that information updated. So are they going to be doing also, because they're all from 2005, 2008, 2009. The latest one is 2011, right?
Yes, that was the last. That was the year I graduated,
So the so our main goal here, the main goal of the credit pros, Jeremy, is to help you to strengthen your credit so that you could achieve your goals. And we do all the work for you. We send out targeted dispute letters and challenge the negative items that you would identify as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable that are found on your credit report with all three credit bureaus at the same time. And we're also responsible about the negative items being removed. So if something for some reason shows up again in the future, we'll actually go back and work on those negative items again. Even if you're no longer working with us in the future anymore, we'd still go back and work on those with you. And also, as a customer, you would also have access to your very to a guaranteed trade line of up to $5,000 that reports to Experian every month. So that helps to attract other lenders. And to be clear, this is not a credit card, so you cannot use it to buy gas or fast food. All purchases are made directly through their online store on nationalcreditdirect.com, and you can use it to purchase things like furniture, kitchen appliances, electronics, as well as jewelry and tools. And best part about them is that they actually have some really great no interest options. So as long as you're making a small purchase and you're paying it off on time, it'll help you to build up your credit report, because all credit scores, they are based 35% on your payment history. So you'll have that line of credit that I just mentioned, but also the payments for the program itself. They'll be reported to all three credit bureaus each month, just like if you had a loan that you're paying off on time. And that'll help you build up your usage with credit. So as a client, you will not receive any money from the credit pros. So one of the benefits is that you pay as you go for services rendered. And you can opt out should you experience a hardship. And the positive reporting will discontinue. But once again, you'll actually reflect good payment history on all three credit bureaus month after month. And that'll be for as long as you're working with us on the program to help you to improve your credit. Okay. And also, as a customer, well, the program that's 149, that 149, it'll help you to build up your credit history. It'll be reported as a credit builder loan each month on TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian on your credit report. And also, as a customer, you would also have access to to your very own client portal. So on the client portal, that's where you'll be able to see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. You'll be able to see what negative items we're working on, what negative items should be removed from the credit score, as well as what different opportunities become available for you in your credit. like loan options, credit card options. You also will receive access to a reference letter starting today. So this reference letter is actually going to help you prove to the rental home representatives or to the landlords or the owners of the properties that you're actually working on your credit with a professional credit repair company like us. And you'll receive access to this reference letter starting today as well. And we can also help you to report any rent payments that you're paying at the moment. That's why I was going to ask you, at the moment, are you currently renting?
No, sir. My wife and I, we're paying a mortgage.
Okay, you guys are already paying off your home. Okay, that's good. So that's already being reported, except that the mortgage, is it in her name or? Yeah, because it's not showing up on your record here. So what we could help you with as well is to report like any utilities that you might have, like phone bills, electric, water, stuff like that you pay with your account, with your card, as part of our Experian boost as well. That'll help you boost up your credit score each month. And also, well, starting today, you'll have access to that client portal that I mentioned and our Loan Wizard tool. So on the Loan Wizard tool, that's actually one of the tools that's mostly used by our clients who are looking to apply for a loan, because it will let you determine how much you can afford to borrow based on your current credit worthiness. So that way, while you're looking for credit or financing, we will also be in the background working to improve your credit. So you'll have easy access to easy type of financing in the future and have more reasonable interest rates as well. Okay, Jeremy. But once again, the program, it's only $149 a month without any long-term obligations. If you were to enroll today, we can actually lower it down to $119 a month instead of the $149. But if you don't have the whole enrollment fee as of today, we can also go ahead and postpone the initial payment fee till the 3rd of April. And then today we could also begin the process and start working on your credit for $12.95. So I don't know if you would prefer to do the whole 119 or if you just want to get started for the $12.95 for today.
So we can get started for the 12.95 today.
All right.
I have a
I'm gonna
question for you,
go
before
ahead.
we get into it. I do have a question. Now, as far as getting these things, the negative things that's on my report now, and I did hear everything you just said. Now, will any of, well, out of all of this, rather, will Okay, I'm trying. Let me see, how can I put this? About the current debt that's on my report. Now, will I have to reach out to each lender to try to come up with a settlement,
That's a good
or
question.
how would that work?
Well, we would actually verify that information for you. Like, for example, things that are already taken care of that you've already come into a agreement with, we would go back and forth to verify that information. It's just the negotiation end of it. Like, if you have debts on collections, just like what a debt relief program does, they negotiate with those companies. You could do it too, since they buy the debt off for less than what you originally owe. So usually with them, you can get off for less than what you owe, and it comes up as paid off in less than full amount on your record, but it's still a reason for it to be taken off. And if the companies hold a grudge and they're not willing to get it off in good terms with a goodwill letter that we send out nicely, we would resort to a more aggressive method, which is a 609 disputing letter. So today, what we would do is we would get those letters ready, sending them out in the next 3 to 5 business days. And then the credit bureaus, they have an obligation to get back to us within 45 business days. So the 1295 today is going to give you a little bit over a 2 week head start on the program where that process begins. Okay.
Okay. And how long would it take for everything to be taken care of as far as the negative things on my
Well,
report?
since you say that the federal loans that are on your record right now, you're gonna have those discharged, right? So we just have to update those. So an average time frame that our customers are in the program for is around 6 months, and then they get the credit score that they want and they opt out of the program. So for you, it could be sooner than that as well, depending on how you're using your credit as well and how you're making your payments on time. And even after we're done removing the inaccuracies on your report, the monthly payment will be reported as a positive payment towards your credit history as well. So that on its own will also help you build up your record as we're working on it as well.
We're looking to buy another house within the next year, and I want to make
No,
sure
okay.
my credit is actually where it needs to be.
So this time when you guys got the house, I mean, you had the funds, right, to pay the monthly fee, but except you didn't have the credit to finance it in your name, right? So she financed it in hers.
Well, yes, she had the house before we met, and so
So now you just help her with
but
the
with this
mortgage,
next
right?
house, and I want, I just paid a mortgage and the utilities. So but and it's like the next house, I want my name on the paperwork and everything. So I know I don't have the credit, but it's hard doing it by myself, honestly. So
Yes. And you guys can also when you co-sign on something, when you co-sign together like on a car, and then both of you are on the lease, you could also do that as well. And also, what type of card would you be using today for the $12.95, $12?
It'll be a MasterCard debit.
MasterCard debit, okay. And all I would need from the card would just be the 16 digits, the expiration, and the 3 on the back, okay?
Alrighty, give me one second. Is you ready for the card number?
Yes, sir.
It is 5108 0502 4419 6, I mean not 6 4 6 8 9. So it's four
Okay.
six eight nine.
The last four, And what is the expiration date?
10/26.
And the 3 on the back?
2 2 2.
222. All right. And also the billing for this card, it's that 1458 Muir Field Drive, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 388, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And
Yes, sir.
remember, once the payment is accepted, the second set of fee of 149, that'll be charged till April the 3rd. And then your month-to-month fee of 149 will begin till May the 3rd. Okay, so we'll just go ahead and go over our credit card disclosure. So we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. The standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment. And don't worry, we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. So I'll go ahead and process it
Yes,
here.
sir.
And also, at the moment, do you have access to your email, Jeremy?
Yes, sir.
All right, because I'm going to be sending you a little confirmation as well. Okay, just waiting for my
Okay.
system to load here. All right, so we successfully processed the enrollment. So we'll now go ahead and activate your client portal, so you could take advantage of the benefits that we discussed. Okay, so you should have received that email and the text message from the credit pros. Can you go ahead and check for me, please? She say, "Welcome to the
Yes,
credit
sir. I have my
pros."
ear.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I see it. Okay, so
And then
these are
when you open that up, it's gonna take you over to a gonna take you over to our website. And then on the website, it's gonna show you our agreement of service. And on the agreement of service, it's gonna go over the info for the package that we got you on here. And it's also gonna ask you to confirm. So go down and acknowledge on the check mark. You put a check mark on the circle, and then go to the next step.
Okay. Yeah, man, the sooner I can pay this stuff off, the better off I'll be.
And then when you go through the agreement of service, it's also going to ask you to create a password for the app for the client portal. And then let me know when you get to that password creation step.
Yeah, I just created a password.
Oh, okay. Okay, that was fast because usually people have trouble with that. But that's why that was fast. So then it's going to ask you to verify your address, if the billing and mailing are the same, you just leave it as it is. And then on the next step, it'll also ask you to for the items as well. Let me know what you see on the next step.
Okay. To choose the items you would like to dispute.
Yeah, the items, yeah, that's what you're gonna be choosing.
Definitely not a postal credit. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Okay, I'm just go ahead and I didn't even know the Atlanta Postal was even on here. Wells Fargo. The hell?
And then once you select the items, the next step should be okay, let's do this, or welcome to the credit pros, right?
Okay, yeah. Now, do I have to put in each of the dispute reasons?
They should already be selected. If they're not selected, you could select them all and then choose the disputing reason as
Okay.
well. And like on the bottom,
Okay.
it should say okay, let's do this after you select them.
Alrighty, I see it here. Man, I didn't know it was this many on here. That just pissed me off. Okay. Yeah, I just left everything what they already had checked off. I just went on and I didn't change anything.
Okay, so that information, that's the information that will be reviewed for you. And again, I want to congratulate you on joining the Credit Pros. So we're excited to get you on this journey for a healthy credit score. So I'll be transferring you to our auto credit advisor, Ace, who will be verifying that I entered all of your information correctly. So this will only take 2 minutes, and it's very important that you listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up. So I want you to stay on the line and don't hang up for the transfer, okay? 1 second.
Yes, sir.